Welcome to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication.
Good afternoon, good night, good morning, wherever you may find yourself listening to this. This is Science by Trianon, a series of podcasts by Trianon Scientific Communication. Today, we're delighted to have with us Alain Bourribon, the co-founder of Citizen Fund. Hello, Alain.
Hello, Marcus. Hello, Audrey.
Hello, Alain. We're very happy to have you today.
Okay, so to start things off, tell us a little about yourself, your background. What is Citizen Fund and what made you start it?
I have always difficulties in defining who I am, but I don't know whether it's interesting for me to tell you about my studies because it's such a long time ago. But
same here.
And also because what I learned during my time in the university is no longer at all relevant regarding the challenges we are facing. But to cut a long story short, I train as an economist and I studied at the ISHEC and the KUL.
Okay. So that are schools in Belgium, in Brussels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they are both. One is in Brussels and one is in Leuven.
Okay.
Okay.
What is Citizen Fund and what made you start it?
Well, Citizen Fund is a disruptive investment fund, and I call it disruptive because when you see all the existing investment fund, you can perfectly see that they haven't changed for decades, even centuries. The way they function and their goals are still the same, but now the time has changed and the challenge we are facing are completely different. And so I think that we had to create a new financial tools to answer the problem we are facing. And that's what we did by creating the Citizen Fund. What we did actually is we used the principle of permaculture. We apply the principle of permaculture to an investment fund.
Okay.
And that's quite innovative. Actually, we are a kind of experiment. That's what we are busy with. With a size life experiment, which include now more than 250 persons. And we are trying to do something completely different. The way we operate and the goals of the investment fund.
Okay.
Just for the benefit of our listeners, could you briefly explain what permaculture is?
The permaculture is a concept that has been developed in the 1970s by Bill Mollison and David Holmgren. And the idea of these two guys was that was to draw inspiration from natural ecosystem to create sustainable and productive agricultural system on tiny plots. That's basically what permaculture is. But most important is that it is based on four pillars and some important principles. And among these principles, you have, for instance, the problem is the solution. This is one principle of permaculture. So what we did by creating an investment fund, we applied this very principle. We use our investment fund as a vaccine. The investment fund for me is a kind of disease. And what we did, we changed the DNA of an investment fund to fix the problem of finance that we can see now. For instance, investment funds are too complex, they are too disconnected, they are opaque, they are too big. All of these, we tried to change it by creating the Citizen Fund.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you very much. Just before going deeper in Citizen Fund, just a little bit about you. You've created or co-created multiple startups. Do you have three tips you can give to someone who wants to get into entrepreneurship?
First, I would say think out of the box, because I don't think it's necessary to create classical companies anymore. I think that what we know, what we should know do now is to create companies that really solve a social or an environmental problem. For me, the situation is so urgent that I think we have no time to lose by creating product or services that already exist and that just make things worse than they are now. That's one thing. Second thing is that we should follow our dreams, even if it costs you a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of friends or whatever. This is very important. And the third tip I would give is to find the right person to go on this journey with you. And also to think that creating a company is not a goal in itself. It's a long journey. And I think what is important is the journey you do instead of achieving a real goal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Do you agree with the idea that entrepreneurship is not for everybody?
I think I totally disagree with that assertion. I think that everybody can be, should be, an entrepreneur of its own life. And some people will say, but I'm more kind of a follower or... But, you know, there is always a field where you can be the driver or you can initiate things. So it's because we don't leave people to express their real wish or ideas or... But I think... If we leave the opportunity, we explain to people, we accompany them, everybody can be an entrepreneur in whatever field he wants. For me, an artist is an entrepreneur, a teacher can be an entrepreneur, everybody can be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Super. Let's go back to Citizen Fund. So Citizen Fund is an impact investment fund. Can you explain to us what that means? And also what makes you different as an impact investment fund? Okay, we saw earlier what makes you different as an investment fund, but as an impact one, what makes your uniqueness?
Actually, there are many characteristics that makes us completely unique in the financial sectors. First, we are a cooperative. And I don't know if you know, but there are not many investment funds that are cooperative. And what does that mean? It means that whatever the amount people put in the fund, they all have one vote. Mm-hmm. And not only that, all the cooperators that have invested in the fund are the ones who are choosing the project in which the fund will invest. So what happened with us is that a social entrepreneur comes, he pitches his project, and then there is a debate. All the cooperators and even people outside the cooperative can come and challenge, debate, discuss with the social entrepreneur, and then there is a vote. And this way of functioning doesn't exist in any other investment fund. That's one characteristic. Another one is that if you think that an investment fund represents the kind of society we will have in 10 or 15 years, then you immediately realize that our life is not only made with economic activities. There are a lot of other things that we can do. And for instance, we have decided in our investment fund that we would also invest in culture, in education, in citizen participation, or even in nature. For instance, to buy a forest, not to cut the trees to have furniture, but just to keep the forest as it is, a part of biodiversity that we really need. And why we think that these kind of investments should be part of the investment scope is that without culture, without education, without nature, there is no economical activities possible. So those constitute the ground on which you can build economic activities. So what I really think is that if it's true that there is not a direct return on investment by buying a forest, but actually there is a financial return, but the financial return is postponed and spread among all the communities, even above the cooperators. Because when you buy a forest, it's for everybody, it's for all the community around. And that's the ambitious of permaculture also. It's one of the principle of permaculture. You are not doing things only for yourself, but you have to share the surplus with your community around, because it's the only way to really survive in harmony with your environment and with the communities around you.
Okay, thank you. So you are an investor. That means you want to make money. How do you make money while making the world a better place? What differentiates you from philanthropists?
Okay, I think one of the biggest problem with our society is our relationship with money, because we are living in a world where the principle of capitalism are the most common. I do have a big problem with that. But to answer your question properly, we are an investment fund, but when you invest in our fund, the maximum amount that you will get back is the amount you place in the fund plus a dividend of 6%, maximum 6%. Because what I really think is that if you want to have a return on investment that is different from just the dividend that you can receive, then we enter again in the system, in the capitalist system. And I think that the system is at the base of many of our difficulties now. So the only way for people to accept that way of thinking is that they really do participate in the choices of the project, and that they see the social entrepreneur, they understand what problem those persons are trying to solve, and that you are being emotionally implicated in the decision you are going to make. So, for instance, if you have someone who has decided to create a playground for disabled children, and you understand that there was no such playground for such kids, it's more difficult at the end of the pitch to say, no, you know, we understand that it's really necessary to have that kind of playground, but we are not going to finance you because you are a non-profit organization, for instance. That's what I want to do with the Citizen Fund, so that people are aware of the impact of the decisions they make in terms of investment. And if my belief is that if we can invest in beautiful project, social project, environmental project, then you will need less return on investment because you will need less psychologists to heal your burnout. You will need less medicines because you will have the opportunity to respire better air or whatever. So if you think that you are earning something individually and that you are competing with other people to have more money than your neighbor, then I think at the end of the day, you pay it two or three times more than if everything was shared more equally.
Okay, so can you tell us in proportion maybe, or maybe what the Citizen Fund is the most interested in, what environmental or social impactful project?
So far, we have invested in 25 projects, and we have all kinds of projects. Actually, we are busy in 17 different sectors now, and this number will still increase because for us, it is important, like in permaculture, that we have the most diverse portfolio. And for instance, we have invested, probably you know that kind of company, Urbike. I don't know if you know them, but they are very active by slow mobility. So they are delivering a lot of goods by bike. We have invested also in Happier's Market, and it was our first exit also. And they were addressing the problem of food waste. We have invested in Bepart. It's a platform that helps communities to have citizen participation to many different projects. We have invested in Give a Day, so it's more the social side, which help non-profit organization to find volunteers to help them with different kind of competencies. We have invested in Incofin also, and Incofin it's the only investment we made in another fund which helps developing countries with microfinance. So it's very diverse, and actually the choices are made by the cooperators themselves. And so what we try to achieve is to have a balance between economical activities and only self-supportive activities. And the economic activities should solve a social and or an environmental problem. So there is a kind of balance, because actually if we were only investing in museum, then it would be called as a philanthropic fund. And what I don't want is to be called a philanthropic fund, because I think we have a big problem with philanthropy. I think it's very necessary to have philanthropy, but it's also part of the problem, because If you don't solve the problem before they occur, then you are obliged to be a philanthropist to solve the problem that are actually taking place.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We've seen, though, lately a very sad trend that, you know, namely self-appointed impact investment funds that, in fact, do not believe in diversity of funders to make the world a better place, that exists and they are growing. We think that that is something crucial in making impact investments really impactful. We call that trend impact washing because they're not really impact fundings if you see what kind of investor they finance and what they finance actually. So my question would be, how do you make sure that you don't fall in that category?
Well, first thing is it's totally transparent. So anyone, even if it doesn't, if the person doesn't belong to the cooperative, can come, see, ask question, challenge all the projects. So in fact, the Citizen Fund is a tool that anyone can use. And if you think that most investment funds are impact washer or impact washing funds, then come and tell us during those pitching session, during the debate, why the project that is presented is only greenwashing. So I don't think that you have another fund who allows that kind of transparency.
Yes.
Okay. So, but what is true is that sometimes you make choices. Actually, you make less mistake if you understand, if you use collective intelligence, than if you act alone and think alone what is the best thing to do for the fund. So what we do, we always ask experts within or without the cooperative to challenge the technical or financial aspect, but we have also experts in sustainability, even though I like this word less and less, but we have experts that can really challenge the different projects that are presented to us. And so since everything is clear and everybody can debate and challenge and give his meaning about the project, so there is no excuse. When someone tell me, but why have you invested in that project? I said, but it's too late. You had the chance to come and to challenge and to explain us why this project doesn't fit your thought in terms of sustainability. You didn't do it. So, well, the result of the choice that the fund made is the fact that you didn't participate to the debate to enlighten us. So I don't say that we are perfect, but at least we are tending to some ideal.
You have been always self-employed. Why did you choose entrepreneurship over a corporate career? I mean, after all, you could change things in a corporate career as well.
It's a good question. I think that I'm not confident enough in myself to, I don't like to be judged also by people. So I thought by doing things myself, I would be the only responsible of my career and not depending on the judgment of other people. And also because I think that I have a way of thinking that is quite different than a lot of person. And sometimes when I started my career, I don't think that it was really well seen to have disruptive ideas like the ideas I have. So, you know, when for instance, I also created another company that is called Reciclo. And for instance, Reciclo is a company that is collecting organic waste from restaurant, hotel, traiteur, and so on, to transform it in compost. And when we start this company, the regulation didn't exist. So we had to fight with the administration. And now we are growing. It's very difficult, but we are growing. And when I say to some people that one day I will also collect the poo of the people because it's what we were doing 150 years ago to feed our fields, they take me for a crazy person. But, you know, with that kind of idea that are completely disruptive, I really enjoy to launch that kind of project. And I think it's very, very difficult in the corporate world to come with such idea. I think that if I had worked in an investment fund, they wouldn't allow me to invest in a project that I know from the beginning that they would be only self-supportive and that they would never generate any profit. But nevertheless, those projects are, even if those projects are totally necessary. So when you have a totally different way of thinking, you have to meet with the right corporate that allows you to think differently and allows you to implement things that are not the habitual way of doing for this corporate.
Okay. That just leaves one question to ask, our traditional magic wand question. If you had a magic wand with which you could do whatever you please over the next 3 years in your professional field, what would you do with it?
How many wishes do I have?
As many as you wish. It's a magic wand after all.
Yeah, but then I would create a lot of magic wand to satisfy all my wishes. But no, but if I had one, is what we want to develop now is to create citizen funds in every cities and also in universities. The idea is, in a lot of universities, you have those investment clubs where they are learning to trade and to speculate and whatever. And our idea now with the Citizen Fund is to create inside universities, inside high schools, what I still call a sustainable investment fund, in which the students can learn a different way of investing and getting inspired by a social entrepreneur, understanding the problematics that we are facing now in terms of social and environmental. That would be my best wish for the next 3 years. That citizens create their own citizen fund, like they are doing now in Charleroi. They have created their own citizen fund, and they will now finance social and environmental project in Charleroi. And the idea is to spread it all over the world.
Okay.
Super. Thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you, and really
interview.
Sorry for my poor English, but
no worries about that.
No worries about that. Thank you very much. The interview was really interesting.
Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication. If you would like to know more about sustainable development and or corporate social responsibility, please visit www.science-by-trianon.com, where you will find our blog and contact details, and where you can subscribe to our newsletter.